Yes. A very good afternoon, good evening, you know, wherever you're finding yourself at.
Yeah,
this is the business and economic segment, lecture hall one, with me, Kaveh Vedemburuka.
And David Shombe. Yeah, good evening to everyone. Welcome back. Welcome to business and economic segment. Welcome to lecture hall one. This is a program where we discuss about, economic matters. We discuss about coins, talk about money. We discuss about, you know, opportunities. We also discuss about, you know, government policies, especially regarding the economic development of the country. We also analyze where we come from, where we are going, and, we also, get, a contribution from callers regarding, economic matters, social aspects which are in line with the economic matters. We also talk about, the issues of governance, and we dig deep into critical issues regarding, life and inclusive economic development of the country.
Speaking about those critical issues, today's topic
today's
topic will be focusing on holiday task for the economic facilitators or the youth or anybody out there, really. We're gonna be talking about are we really at that level where we can say let's drop everything and let's go on holiday, or should we use this holiday season to really strategize, think of new ideas?
Yeah.
Because the economic scene is changing for Africa, for Namibia, for the world.
Yeah.
A lot of countries are taking different routes to, try to decarbonize. A lot of things are happening around the country, the world.
Indeed.
So as Namibians, what are we doing, to better prepare ourselves for all these changes?
Yeah. I think the good question that you need to ask is, what were you doing during the year, and what are you resting from? Mm-hmm. Have you done enough so that you can go and rest, or you just want to use this opportunity to go and enjoy yourself? And what is enjoyment in that matter? Because you can't use 30 days just for entertainment. Why our economy is like this?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those are some of the questions we need to ask ourselves to say. Now we have seen what is happening around the world. Countries are fighting each other.
Yeah.
The economy is affected directly or indirectly. And you can also see that countries in the world, they are moving away from what they have been doing. You can see the formation of BRICS. Things are moving. You can see the formation of BRICS. Countries, they don't want to use the traditional way of doing things anymore. And our economy is not going well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was, I think, last week, if not the week before, I was talking with Kanjengo regarding the report from... It was a statement from Bank of Namibia, which is giving caution to commercial banks to say, no, these people must, or this institution must have a limit in terms of offering their loans.
Mm.
And this one was regarding a non-performance of loans. When you look at this thing, you realize that our economy is not doing very well.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of people who are given, loans by commercial banks, and they are not able to pay them, not really because they don't want.
Mm.
It's because the situation is not doing very well. And these are things that we need to think about. And what are you going to do in the holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do in the holiday? Are you just going to be in the holiday for the sake of going in the holiday? Or you need to ask yourself difficult questions, which at least one day they are going to assist us.
Mm.
And yourself also.
Yeah, because you can't just pack up and leave and then ignore what's happening or what's at hand.
Yeah.
Because like we were saying the other day, next year is there.
Yeah.
All these issues are still going to be there.
It's not next year, it's next month.
Yeah, next month.
Two weeks from now. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's already going to be there and all these issues are still going to be in place.
Yeah.
The question now is, what are you going to do now to prepare for that?
Yeah.
Because when disaster strikes, it's when we want to be like, no, we should have done this or we should have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But then now when you have the chance, you're not doing anything to prepare.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to take this holiday season to really, evaluate and reflect. And most importantly, put into position, steps and accurate findings that we can use for next year.
Yeah, indeed. It's true when you talk about, strategizing and thinking ahead. Because, we have been around, not for a very long time, but we have seen what things are happening. We have seen in terms of, foreign direct investments. We have seen about our national economic policy and foreign policy, where you have a lot of investors are coming from outside.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of projects, especially difficult projects or maybe huge projects, are still not being done by Namibians.
Mm.
And maybe as a business person or as a student, let's think about these things. how can we join our main industries, especially in the field where a lot of investment are being put, like, you know, we have a field of green hydrogen. Because whatever happened in Namibian politics, green hydrogen is going to remain.
Yeah,
green hydrogen is going to remain. Diamonds are going to be there. These are state resources. Yeah, that's why now, when you are now in your holiday, let's think about this thing. Because me, I also want to work there one day, maybe after 5 years.
Yeah.
Because this is, I want to be at the center of where things are happening in my country. I can't just be there observing and being the spectator. Can you really think about this thing? Or we just want to survive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the way that a lot of foreigners are on these big projects, it shows that we have a lack of local trust.
Yeah.
We don't trust our entrepreneurs enough. We don't want to, you know, grant our own people the opportunities when we have them.
Yeah.
So what can we do to be more inclusive of our own, you know, our own people? Yeah. How can we as a country really create opportunities for ourselves and trust that our entrepreneurs are capable enough to, you know, produce efficient results instead of just relying on foreign investment or relying on foreign countries to come do the job for us?
Yeah. And the other thing, so how should I get to the table? Because, you know, economic decisions are very important.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to be part of decision making. Even if you are not directly part of the table which decisions are being made, you have to be at least having a certain influence or having a certain benefit in your own country. It's not wrong to have to buy shares in a certain company. It's not wrong at all.
Mm-mm.
But how are we getting those opportunities? Can we also maybe use this opportunity in our holiday to make sure that let us have these important discussions?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what is very funny, Kaveh, in our black culture, when you are coming to a place, not really to say a place of entertainment, a place where young people sit and talk about, you know, they talk about current affairs, some they just want to relax, they don't want to talk about, you know, these deep things of politics and other things.
Yeah.
Then you bring an idea to say, no, people are now in this business, why can't we move this way? No, you want to think you are intelligent or what? you want to tell me that you don't know those things or what?
Yeah.
It's either a person is disencouraging you, not really because he doesn't want to benefit, just because maybe the way you brought that topic, he did not expect it, or it has not been part of his experiences.
Yeah,
because imagine you are just around with your friends, you know, in town, whatever, you go to KFC or wherever you eat. Then you say, no, guys, why can't we start a business? Kuchano Kaveh, are you okay? what kind of business can you start in this?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can find those good response to say, no, I have a certain idea. Because sometimes we are just playing with each other, but we could have been, you know, do something better with our friends, or do something better with our people that we know.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's why a discussion must be moved to a certain level. Because I've seen it, you know, if you compare, you know, Namibia and South Africa, there was a guy who was saying, you know, South Africa is a movie on TikTok. There's a lot of entertainment happening there, and there's a lot of, you know, I don't want to say comedy events. Just, you know, people want to have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
People want to have fun. People want to enjoy themselves. People want to, what's happening in SA, if you go to Joburg or Cape Town, what's happening in those areas, there's a lot of fun, especially this festive season. But when you are now looking at now, okay, this is our generation, look at international ranking, then you see South Africa is highest unequal country in the world. Look at Namibia, highest unequal country in the world. It's just us enjoying ourselves with little that we have, but we don't really have a future. We don't have investment to our kids. And if you are not really careful, where we are now is where our kids are going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever position you are, where you are now is where your kids are going to be. And when I'm talking about your kids, I'm not only talking about one person who, maybe if you are secured, your kids are going to be there. Because the suffering of others can also impact your kids.
Yeah,
yeah.
True.
The suffering of others can impact your kids. And that is linking us to the other aspect of Ubuntu that we are saying. If you are the only one in your village who has money, who has resources, and you are not able to share or empower others, you're also bringing problems. Because you are also creating criminals, you are creating envy, and you are creating a lot of unnecessary attacks from different people.
Yeah,
that's why it's always good to share ideas, and it's always good to discuss these very, very important matters, as this festive season.
Yeah, most definitely. And also, like, I feel like for every individual, you should be in a place where you can be educated.
Yeah.
Because if I don't know enough about green hydrogen, for example, and then you come and you're like, no, Kaveh, maybe we should invest more into this industry or we should learn more about this industry.
Yeah.
If I already don't know enough about it, I'll feel questioned to some extent where I'll just, you know, I'll close you off. I'll try to make you just keep quiet about the whole thing. I'll be like, no, like how you are saying, like, no, why are you talking about that here? We are trying to party, you are doing what? Some of those things, just because there's no education, there's no educational aspect behind it. Like, if you don't know enough about something, it doesn't mean that you should shut it down.
Yeah.
No, that's why we should take this festive season, you know, to learn more and to explore more.
Just learn, you know, if you want, if you really want to learn, just understand that what you know is, you know very little about anything until you meet the people who know.
Yeah.
Because if you sit among people who understand things, then and you are really opening your mind, you end up consuming those ideas. You can filter. You know, it's always good, you know, when you learn, there's a difference between you learning or you getting information and you using those information. Because people can feed you. It can be information overload.
Yeah.
You can find somebody who can give you all the information, but you just need information about maybe investment. Other information you can say, you can pack them somewhere, we can write them down, or you're going to use them somewhere. Because you just need something to move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because especially, you know, this festive season, I think what is really, really very important is that use it to not to relax. There's no time to relax. You know, other countries are moving very fast. There's nothing like a holiday.
Yeah.
If you look at countries like China, look at countries like the US, okay, they have holidays, but people are working very hard. People are working 2 to 3 jobs. And us, we are just waiting to say, no, January is going to bring us fruits. Because one thing I believe is that, you know, what's going to happen in January is going to be defined by what you are doing today. And how you are going to move through January is going to be defined by what you are doing today and what you are also saying. And it also goes to what you are eating and who you are talking with.
Yeah,
because if you are in a circle of just comedy, laughing, and moving from one town to another town, I think you are, I don't want to say you are backward, but you really need to rethink. You need to rethink about the future of your country, and you also really need to rethink about, you know, what could be done better, and how can you come back to the goals that you set when you were 15 years? Because goals change based on situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's somebody who wanted to be a doctor in grade 9. When you come to grade 10, you want to be a lawyer. By the time you complete your grade 12, you want to be a kid again. You don't want to go, you want to go back. You want to be a kid again because things are becoming very tough.
Yeah.
But it's also that time to say, no, life did not give me what I want. What should I bring in? Yeah, it's also maybe time to toughen up also.
Yeah,
it's time to toughen up. If you were too sweet to everyone, then you end up helping everyone, forgetting yourself. You must rethink to say, man, sometimes, you know, there are those people who are doing good to people. You are just good.
Yeah.
You are just good. You don't say no to people. You are just good. And you do everything which is required for you to do. But you end up abandoning yourself. That's why when you go to this festive season, ask yourself, what is going on? And stop this thing of blaming other people. Start with yourself. What is going on? What decision should I make? And how should I become, you know, tough with my decisions or tough with my plans?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's us, but it has to start with you.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And I think that even takes us back to yesterday's conversation that we had with Kanjengo on what can we do, you know, to prepare if the rain doesn't come next year.
Yeah.
And all of these things, they are really contributing to our economy because, you know, our agricultural sector will be affected. Therefore, we will be affected. Everything will be touched by that. So, like, what are we doing as a country to prepare for that? You know, why can't our Ministry of Finance say that, no, this is the money that we have set aside for this or for that?
Yeah.
Like, what are we really doing? Are we really doing anything when you think about it? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Because if you don't ask yourself these questions, next year we'll come and we'll sit with the same problems that we had this year because we didn't discuss these things.
Yeah, you know, where we are then, just look at this thing. There is somebody who has a plan of, starting a business or upgrading his or her business. But this guy or this lady, she or he lacks skills. You just lack skills, certain skills.
Yeah.
It can be marketing skills, it can be skills of presentation, it can also be skills of writing, or any skill related to, okay, even, you know, international relations skills or human relations skill where you have to connect with people. Now, this holiday, as we have been speaking, you meet everyone. Mm. When you meet everyone, use this opportunity. You can have fun at the same time you are learning. And that is so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are having fun and you are learning. You are having fun and you are connecting to people. Use this opportunity to, there's always that person who is better. And what I've seen about life is that we know exactly who is good, and the problem is us getting to that person.
Mm.
You know exactly who is a good driver, but you don't want to use this person to drive your car.
Mm.
You know exactly who is very good with finance, for example, but just for you to go there and talk about finance, it's like a sin.
Mm.
Yeah, we know where people are, we know where the problem is. I think the problem is also action or maybe ignorance sometimes. Yeah. We are not saying we are the one who are good with everything.
Yeah.
That's why we always asking for your contribution. We always want your advice. And, you know, you can call us on the studio. Let's think about what's going to happen in our festive season. It has already started. Some people stopped going to work. Some people, they started already just, you know, moving. you know, a holiday does not say, I'm here. You can just see the movement of people, and you can just see the change of mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Maybe it's always good to have your input based on our topic. You can call us in our studio number 083-288-401. 083-288-401.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace. I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something.
Yes, hello.
Yes, how are you?
We're good. How are you doing?
Good.
Who are we speaking to?
Kwazi.
Excuse me?
Kwazi. Yeah.
Oh, how are you, Mr. Kwazi?
I'm all right, man.
Yeah.
You know, when we talk of economy.
Yeah.
I don't know where we started, but whose economy are we talking about?
It's our economy.
Which one is our economy now?
Our nature, resources, and What are you saying? What is your contribution?
My dear,
yeah.
That is not yours.
Yeah. Are you talking like the Minister of Mines?
My dear, even the money that you are using is not yours, because it you start with the debt of the country.
Okay.
It already tells you that the money that is circulating in the economy is not yours. You see?
I hear you.
Go to the mining that you are talking about.
Yeah.
See who own it.
Yeah.
Ne?
I hear you.
That's why I said that. Now, we need to be careful now.
Yeah.
When we say economy.
Yeah.
Whose economy is it?
No, you know, it's a broader term, and we talk about...
You must also see the technology and the goods that you are consuming, that you are using.
Yeah.
Who is the owner of
this thing? No, those are good questions. But now, how can we move from where we are to where we are going? Because as we are speaking now, we are in a state, but you know, the government is in charge of running the state on behalf of the people and its resources also. Whatever is happening with what, who own what, at what percentage, and what we owe, at the end of the day, still our economy, even if we are not benefiting as we were supposed to benefit. That's why we have this conversation. How can we move forward?
Because now, our economy is like, that cannot grow. Yes, because if you take the Namibian dollar, from 1990, against the euro or US dollar.
Yeah.
There was no time it moved an inch to those economy, to those dollars.
Yeah.
But the dollar is always increasing.
Okay.
The euro is always going up. But what happened to the Namibian dollar?
No,
it's always operating on inflation or on a loss.
But
it's always at the same level.
Yeah.
But the country have to fight very hard about for what? Just to counter the inflation. Sometimes it's even far from inflation.
Yeah, but
our economy has a lot of force, my friend, if you want. Our Namibian economy.
Has a lot of what?
Lot of flows.
Oh, yeah.
Fault lines.
Yeah.
These are the things first that we need to address, because there is no an economy without the protection of the state.
That's why we need you in this conversation. Those are the people that we need. Now, how can we, where are we starting in terms of, you know, discussing about advancing our economy or maybe owning what we don't owe in our own economy?
Number one, let's address the issue of ownership.
Issue of ownership, ne?
Yeah.
Okay.
The issue of ownership.
Yes.
You must you must always do it against international politics and economy.
Okay.
Economy.
Okay.
To say how much our people, the state must own.
Yeah.
When you say the state, indirectly you are referring to the Namibian people. Because the state, it's a people.
Just hold on there. We are going to have an address.
Look at that.
Now that's a view.
The only thing that'll make this better is
a Heineken. Ice cold, crisp, and refreshing.
Now.
Yes, now. With the new Heineken 00, now you can. Wherever. It's made with 100% pure malt and 0.0% alcohol.
Yes.
Heineken 00. Now you can. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Listen to Eagle FM in...
Yes, you can continue.
Yeah, that's why I said that when you address the issue of ownership, it's ownership in terms of natural resources.
Okay.
It's ownership in terms of what is coming in the country, what is supposed to go out of the country, even up to the policy level where concepts are being introduced outside.
Mm-hmm.
We must own it. We must bring it in. We see what is Oshiketa Shpitim.
Yeah.
We need this. Number two, we need to address the issue. We move away from consuming economy up to the production economy.
Yeah.
And when you are producing, you must also producing at the commercial level.
Okay.
Because for now, we are just consuming everything.
You are right. Why we are there? Because we are comparing the what? There was a report from it's an analysis of NSA for October when the report indicated that I think we imported around 16 point something billion, then we just exported around 8. It's exactly what we're saying.
You know why we cannot address the issue of inflation?
Yeah.
because inflation is a commodity-oriented concept.
Yeah.
If you are not producing anything,
yeah,
get everything.
Now,
because the producer
yeah.
is the one control the market, the price now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say you need to produce, but you must have to do it at a commercial level. Because at the commercial level, there are a lot of benefits there. You are not only feeding yourself, you're always keeping money in your pocket. At the same time, you're also employing others. You are also improving innovation. No, that's why at the end of the day, I see people say you must do this. People can produce.
Yeah.
How many goods the Namibians themselves are produced,
yeah.
but this thing has no really commercial value
yeah.
because they have been sold in the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are not in the chef, more chef, the value chain
yeah.
of the real economy, the money economy.
Yeah, no. I think my colleague Ave want to ask you a question because we are discussing about, you know, conversation, especially during this holiday. How can we, you know, move forward, or how can we discuss about the issue of, you know, it can be the issue of ownership, or how can we get our economy better? I think Kave has a question for you. Just hold on.
Yeah, just while you're there, how can we utilize this holiday season to maybe regroup and rethink, and then when we come back next year, you know, to put all these strategies that we came up with in the holiday, you know, into play, and we can therefore build our economy better? How can we utilize this holiday season to come up with all these strategies that you're talking about?
For me, I'm saying what is lacking in our country,
yeah,
just a debate, a public debate
yeah.
about a real issue,
mm-hmm.
like the one that you are talking about.
Yeah.
Because you can have this thing at an individual level.
Yeah.
But this is a substance level.
Yeah.
And the substance level will never grow in the economy of the country or try to protect the state. No.
Yeah.
Because you might have the money that you have, it's not for everybody, every man, every person.
Yeah.
But at the commercial level, that money is for everybody. That product is not only you. That if you are a farmer,
yeah,
at the commercial level, when the rent is productive, for instance,
yeah.
Remember, you are producing food for yourself.
Yeah.
And also, you are producing food for the nation. You are not only putting the money in your pocket
yeah.
as a profit.
Yeah.
You are also giving money to the people that are employing for you, that are working for you.
Yeah. While we are there at the commercial aspect, you know, there is the issue of Namibia importing more than 50% of the food from outside the country. Now, if you want to produce at the commercial level, do you really think we can produce at the commercial level or for selling purposes just on the other side of red line? Because I'm asking this question because if you talk about ownership of resources, land is priority number one. And up to now, the issue of land is still not solved, especially when you want to give land to people to produce at the commercial level. What is your point on that?
Look, the thing starts here.
Yeah.
For instance, you have our Mokea Karade Agrarian Anafarama Anamasani Nimuna, you understand, you know.
Yeah.
But him,
yeah.
are their captives, are their crops at the commercial level.
Okay.
Then you ask why.
Yeah.
Because most of them there in the north, they are relying mostly on what? On the rain.
Okay.
Now, who are supposed now to answer the question if there's no rain? Is the state most to the government. That what if the rain did not come?
Yeah.
How are we going to ensure that these people they are still going to keep the same animals and they are still going to keep their crops?
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen these days, even the program that was there, it is today or yesterday.
All the days
talking about rice production. Then I say, my dear, you cannot teach people. Look, there is a concept we will say absolute advantage. You only teach people what he knows.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to educate poverty at that level.
Okay.
To produce omahangu and all those omakunde or fukwa, like at the level.
Yeah.
Then you can see.
No, I hear you. Maybe your your final suggestion or final contribution before we give opportunity to others also?
My final contribution is just to say, Nate, create like a public platform.
Okay.
A very nice one where you bring all the minds, that there are a lot of silent mind mouth out there who have more knowledge than us.
Yeah.
Create that platform for these people.
Yeah.
And number two, so that we can address what is hunting all the flaws in Namibian economy.
Okay.
Simple mathematical. That's what you need. Because you cannot collect economy if you don't understand how politics and international political economy affect our politics here and our economy.
Thank you very much.
Forget about everything.
Thank you. Let's listen to other callers.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for a valuable contribution. Eh?
Yeah.
Kave. yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
No, the man has a point.
Yeah, because, towards the end, he did say that it's important, to create maybe platforms.
Yeah.
And that's something that we can do even perhaps during this holiday season as well. You can, put those platforms available for, just invite the whole public.
Yeah.
But that can also be something that's very, very dangerous, because if you just have people just talking, it can be a problem also.
Yeah, but I think, I'm a little disagreeing with, when you are saying just talking, it's through conversation, when we have a discussion.
Yeah.
Somebody can talk about things that you don't like, or somebody can talk about, things that you never thought of.
Yeah.
But it's through debates where you can sharpen your ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he has a point to say, there's a lot of silence minds there. This one I can agree with you.
Because
what we have in Namibia, people who have a platform to speak are not people who have to speak.
Yeah.
It's not us. it's not us who has, a platform to speak. There are people who are very quiet. There are people who are very quiet there, but they have solutions. Yeah, they have solutions. It's only that they are not able to be given a platform, or some of them don't want.
Yeah,
some of them maybe they don't want to contribute.
Yeah, but I feel maybe some of these conversations are things that we can, talk about at home.
Yeah.
Even just with your family, you just be vocal about things.
Yeah.
Because the moment you create that atmosphere where you can be comfortable to air out your opinions and your expressions to your family, then you can therefore stand up in a group setting and speak your mind. So it's important for us to nurture these skills even at home from a very young age, even in kids.
Yeah.
And then, because everything starts at home. So if you can do it there, you can do it in front of anybody.
And the caller mentioned, a very, very important point, because when you talk about the economy, because most of us, we used to think economy is only about buying and selling, about buying and selling in the market. There's a lot of things involved.
Yeah.
There is politics, there is international relations, there is global factors which are affecting the economy. A lot of things. But now these are some of the discussion that we must have now, either whether we are at home, either whether we are at entertainment platform, or wherever we are. Let's have this conversation, it's the only way we can sharpen our mind, and it's the only way we can also find solutions. Because solving an economic problem is not a one-day solution.
Yeah.
Even economists, well-known economists, they have to sit and think, and they have to reevaluate, because they are saying economy is not moving in the straight line. There's always fluctuation.
Yeah.
Anything can surprise you.
Yeah.
You can have a very good plan, but anything can surprise you. Then you have to change again. Yeah, that's why we need you callers. We need your contribution. And because the main question is, how can we utilize this festive season to think about, economic solutions, think about, risk which the country is facing. And how can we solve our problems?
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Eagle FM, let's you
Yes, welcome back to Lecture Hall 1. That is, of course, the business and economic segment.
Yeah.
We're talking about, you know, how we can utilize our festive season to really regroup and come up with new ideas on how we can improve our economy. Because, you know, a lot is going on in the world. A lot of things are happening that's changing the economy.
Yeah.
And we're trying to think, how can we as individuals contribute to this conversation?
Yeah.
How can we, you know, when you go home to the village, to wherever you're going, how can you sit down with your friends, with your parents, and really have these conversations about how to improve the economy? Because it's always important to see how you as an individual can contribute. Because as much as we want to, you know, point our fingers at the institutions who are, you know, in power, as we should, but then also what are you doing as a person?
Indeed. Yeah, look at it. You know, I don't like when somebody can come to a platform, because we have a lot of good analysts in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of good analysts who can, they are good at pointing out where the holes are. They are good at pointing out where the problems are. But when you come to a point where to say no, what is your solution?
Mm.
Because one thing that we need to do is we must be, you know, solution driven people. It's good to see where the problem is, but it's also very important to see how we can solve the problem. Even if you don't have resources, it's easy for you to take a public platform. Then you say, this is what needs to be done. This is something that we need to think about, because at the end of the day, we must solve what we are, you know, what the country is going through.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, it's our country. Because if you just say, no, everyone is corrupt, there's no way.
Yeah.
you're already lying.
Yeah.
You know, everyone does not understand the government issues or doesn't understand the economy. You are not telling the truth.
Mm.
Yeah, because there are people who understand. And maybe they need your contribution, because if you just say, no, things are messed up, I can't believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's also those, there's also people who are just not informed enough.
Yeah.
Because you find people in those, you know, the deep parts of the village.
Yeah.
Some of those people don't even know what's happening or what's affecting the economy.
Yeah.
But then they feel the effect of the economy going down.
Yeah.
But they don't know what's causing it.
Yeah.
Because even if you look at the recent threats from Trump, you know, the new incoming president from America.
It's not their concern.
Yeah, it's not their concern. They don't care about that. But then that's going to impact Namibia in some kind of extent.
Commercial break,
let's go to commercial break.
Hey, it may be hot, but we're going to make it cool. Buy a 750 mil tafel, SMS your code to 77700, and you could win instant prizes like bucket hats, kapana, or one of 10 grand prizes worth 50,000 Namibian dollars each. Make your day. Make it a tafel today. T's and C's apply. Not for persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Yes, welcome back. Like I was saying before the break, you know, there are people really who are not informed enough about what's affecting the economy.
Yeah.
Because a person can be in the deepest part of Okoshetua.
Yeah.
And they do not know what's happening in America that could, you know, hinder Namibia.
Yeah.
they don't understand that, you know, Trump is all about an America First government.
Yeah.
That's just his agenda. That's just what he does. He thinks about America First.
Yeah, and when you bring those conversation, and there are also people who reject things even when they don't understand. And that is a very big problem.
Mm.
You start talking about a topic, a person has already rejected your topic even without him listening.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to tell you about an opportunity.
Mm.
Yeah, when you start talking about Donald Trump to a person, you want to tell me that you understand international news better than me or what? Or you want to tell me, you know, those are some of the things which are putting us, you know, backward. Because if you talk about, like what you have said about the threat to BRICS, you know, countries, these guys are pushing for, they're calling it de-dollarization.
Yeah,
they don't want to use US dollars anymore because America was benefiting more.
Yeah.
Now, when BRICS is putting sanction, remember, these sanctions are going to affect countries like, you know, okay, it's Russia, Britain, and South Africa. Mm. South Africa is our mother in terms of the economy. If our mother is suffering, then we are out already. Mm. We are already out. And it's like when US impose or when US do what it say it's going to do, it's going to directly impact us.
Yeah.
Because we are trading with South Africa. Most of, I think is 50% of our imports are coming from South Africa. And it's our main, you know, trading partner.
Mm.
Now, if that thing happen and you don't have a plan B on how to survive, then you're already out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're already out. And these are some of the deep conversations that we need to think about. Even a conversation of the economy cannot be fully... what should I say? A conversation of economy cannot be 100% without the contribution of a farmer, without the contribution of somebody who producing food, and somebody who is from the sector of agriculture and producing, you know, all the needed materials, all the needed products, and also direct and indirect jobs. That's why this conversation is not only for people who think, or for academics, or for people who are well enlightened in terms of the economy. It's also a conversation for a farmer at home.
Yeah,
a farmer at home. What are you going to think about these problems with your kids when you're at this festive season?
Yeah,
it's a conversation about also, you know, parents who, you know, are in the area of food production.
Mm.
It's everybody's conversation, and not only about us young people, but it's everybody's conversation.
Yeah, that's why it's important to, you know, look at what are you going to do.
Mm.
When you go home these holidays, you've been in the capital, for example, the whole year. You've been listening to these conversations on the radio, on the TV. They've been trending all around social media.
Mm.
So now when you go home, like, it's your responsibility to, you know, to go inform the ones that do not know.
Yeah.
So that together, maybe they have ideas that you can come back with also, and you can come contribute here. So that's why it's important for us to go utilize our time in a way that's productive, in a way that's going to be efficient for us next year.
Yeah. And maybe the, you know, the critical question that we need to ask ourselves, can we really afford to just completely switch off when you get into this holiday?
Yeah.
Just switch off and we don't talk about economic matters. Because remember, when you're at the festive season, you have the uneducated, you have the educated one, mm-hmm. you have the formally educated, and you have the informal educated. We have the guys with experience, and the guys who just recently got qualification. We have the guys who just completed, you know, grade 12, and those one who are at tertiary institutions.
Yeah.
When you are at that table, when you are at that, you know, family gathering table or at a wedding table, can you really just switch off? Then it's like there's no tomorrow.
Mm.
Let's bring this, you know, conversation on the table and see how can we assist each other. Because somebody who does not have formal education, coming together with somebody who has a highest education, highest qualification, or maybe highest education in the sector. These people need each other.
Mm-mm.
Because I've been spending, you know, let me say I've been spending 5 years at the village, and you spend 5 years or 20 years at university.
Yeah.
And you are a professor. You can't just start the professing. You are a professor for everything. You have to listen to me also, who have been at the village, who understand the game on the ground, how things are being done.
Yeah.
Then that's the only way we are going to build. Because you can't build an economy without a manual worker, whether you like it or not, or a gardener.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, Namibia is at this point where we rely so much, or we depend so much on foreign aid.
Yeah.
It's also time for us to now start having conversations about independence. You know, how can we break away from depending so much on foreign aid and foreign assistance?
Yeah.
How can we, you know, as a nation, just stand up on our own and do things on our own?
Can you stand on your own 2 feet? Imagine somebody who is 34 years, it's our country, but we are not able to stand and walk on our own. Somebody has to support us.
Mm.
And it's really bad to look at the country, because if you look at our ranking, I think we are... I'm not thinking that is what it is. We are upper middle income country.
Mm-mm.
It means that we are doing well in terms of numbers.
Yeah.
But when you look at what's happening in our country, a lot of funding that we are getting is from outside investors. We don't have local investors. We don't have prioritizing of local investors. Yeah, that's why we are not on our own at all.
Mm.
We are just a 34 years old baby who is not working.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not working. Yeah, you know, other economies are, you know, are injured, like Zim economy.
Mm.
They are trying to build. But as we have been standing, but we are not working.
Yeah.
Yeah, since there was no direct, internal direct conflict which can affect our economy in Namibia since independence.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of time we have been a peaceful country, but we are not moving anyway. I think it's also the time where our discussion should be based on prioritizing our local investors and also local business people.
Mm.
Yeah.
And we're also embracing a new government soon. So
yeah.
We also have to look at how that could, you know, how that transition could affect all of us.
Yeah.
There could be new policies that are incoming.
Yeah.
Are we prepared to accept them? Are we prepared to receive them?
Yeah. Like,
do we understand enough about these things and why there has to be changes to some extent?
Yeah.
These are the conversations to have during this holiday season.
I think you brought a very good point, because Kave, I was listening to the speech of the president-elect, Meme Netumbo, and she was emphasizing on building the economy, especially when you talk about the natural resource beneficiation. You're also talking about youth empowerment.
Yeah.
And the very important point that she said is things are not going to be as they used to be. It's not going to be business as usual.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I think as the president-elect now, she is trying to, or maybe she already has a full plan. It's now up to us young people to say, you know, those of you who have influence and you are very closer to the president-elect, it's up to you to say, no, this is where the direction is.
Mm.
This is what the young people want, or this is what we have been seeing in the past 34 years. And we don't want the country to be here and here.
Mm.
Yeah, because this is the right time, because when things start... Like after 21 March 2025.
Yeah.
Things, the planning, I think, must be amended already now before the term have started. Because even the business people, is for them for now to say, no, we must be prioritized. We must also be protected from, you know, unnecessary business competition from outside.
Mm.
Even the policies about investment, and this is something that they've been talked about a very long time. I think the aspect of having a new government coming in power, or a new president in office, I think it's a very important point. And this festive season must be a point of those discussions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, Namibia is also trying to transition into a greener economy.
Yeah.
So we have to also unpack these conversations and what they could really mean for the future of Namibia.
Hmm.
So when we go home, when we go wherever we are going, don't just be all about entertainment and whatever.
Yeah.
Sure, there's time for that, but then let there also be time for crucial conversations that matter.
Yeah.
Do we really understand what it means when we are saying we're going to adopt a greener economy?
And how? And is it green like green, or?
Yeah.
And how am I going to be part of that?
Mm.
Because the boat is already there at the offshore waiting for us to jump in.
Yeah.
But now you must also know, when you're going to jump in, where are you going? And do you really understand the purpose of this this new development? Because whether we like it or not, green hydrogen have already started. Some people, they were saying it's a bogus project, but we are seeing the development.
Yeah.
It's only now up to now for us to say, no, if somebody's going to school or somebody's in welding, how can this person advance his or her career to move to that area of green hydrogen?
Mm.
Yeah.
So yeah, these are crucial conversations.
Yeah.
we have to ask ourselves this question, because you know, even the green hydrogen Adaurus project is nearly completed.
Yeah,
it's almost there.
Yeah,
and what does that really mean for you and I on the street?
Have you some of the people, you know, you are coming from the coastal town of Namibia, or you are coming from Roderick, have you visited those new projects which are in the process or which are already done? Have you tried to communicate with people from your from the area where things are happening?
Yeah.
Or you are just there watching, you know, things are happening in your region and you are watching them on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not right at all. Take time and go and just ask questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. How can I contribute? I'm from this area. And see, you guys, you started with this green project, you know, plantation, or you have started with this project. How can I contribute? Or maybe I'm a student. I just completed, grade 12 or grade 11. I'm going to university next year, and I'm really interested in doing something. Let me say you are interested in doing engineering, but you can already see where the country is going. What kind of engineering can really help me to participate in this green hydrogen? Mm. And it's even an opportunity for you to get even scholarships and fundings because you are in that line.
Mm.
Yeah.
So preparation is important, whether we are talking about climate change.
Yeah.
Whether we're talking about green hydrogen, whether we're talking about elections,
It's
always better to be on the side where you feel like you are ready for something
rather
than just something happening and you are, you know, it finds you at shock. It finds you, you know, at an uneasy position because you do not know, you are not expecting that this is going to happen.
Yeah.
But then already from this year, we can already see where Namibia is heading,
where
our political scene is heading, where our geopolitical scene is heading. So, and also we can just look at the rest of the world already.
Yeah.
And we are seeing a lot of changes everywhere. So we have to now start considering what are we going to do as individuals, as citizens, as policymakers, as entrepreneurs, as the youth, you know?
Yeah. And the thing about geopolitics and international relations and this friendship that we have with other countries, just know that countries which are fighting now, they have been friends, some of them they have been friends for 30 years or 50 years. Some of them, they have worked together, but the aspect of economic independence or having control of your own resources or having control of your people, even if something happen, is very important. Because at the end of the day, there is no permanent friendship in international relations.
Yeah.
And there's also no permanent enemies. But things can change anytime.
Yeah.
Like what Trump is saying is going to do. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's only, you know, around 30 days from now, because on the 20th of January is going to be the president, we see if what he's saying is what's going to happen and how are we ready for those things. We are just going to keep on crying to say, because of international pressure.
Yeah.
Why our decision in Namibia cannot affect what's happening in the US? It's only us at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's only us.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think that's the aspect we need to really look at.
Yeah. And we also have to, you know, I like what you're saying. We have to get away from that mentality of we have to depend on European nations or Western nations to help us.
Yeah.
Really, it's just a mentality at the end of the day, because the moment you realize that these people are not there, because...
Just hold on, Kaven. Eh?
Yeah.
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt!
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you get up to 8,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM.
Ipurane ngeno wapongwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihoetike kovano ile koshiwala. Ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo EagleFM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, o tukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa, nokumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko EagleFM. Onora etatu imwe, bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali. Ileko, derewa, mera hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, welcome back to the business and economic segment.
Yeah.
Lecture Hall 1.
Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Yeah, just maybe before we come to the conclusion, because it's almost that time, maybe because we have a lot, like what our caller have said, because he mentioned something like we have a silent mind over there. Maybe, Kaveh, I should ask you, what is the better way of bringing up an economic conversation while you're in the holiday? What's the better way? Because some people, they like contributing to what is already started.
Yeah.
Maybe what is the better way? Because maybe people are interested, but some people are scared of bringing up deep conversations, or some people are scared of, you know, being seen like you have a little understanding. How can I bring up, like, with my parents or with my friends or with my nephews? Can I start from the basic, or should I just start asking already?
You know, it can be hard because this holiday season tends to be a time for people, you know, to be focused more on enjoyment, partying and whatnot.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, I'll put it this way. Like, if you are really hungry, you'll do whatever it takes to get bread. So if you are really being, you know, feeling the pressure of the economy, you'll do whatever it takes.
That is true. It's true.
So when you are on holiday there, you know that when you get back to your workplace, when you get back to wherever that you're going back to, this pressure is going to be on your shoulders again.
Yeah.
So but in order to aid that pressure, you have to create these conversations.
Yeah. I think in my view, the better way to bring up a very difficult conversation when you're among people, don't just start, guys, let's discuss about the BRICS. Let's discuss about international relations, or let's discuss about Namibia GDP. I think if you ask a question, it's easy for you to get, you know, different answers. Try to flame up, you know, just a good question about the economy. It can be basic economy. It can be any question related to what you want to... Any question related to what you want to discuss about? Because if we are somewhere at a gathering, or maybe somewhere at it can be a house party or something, then just ask a question.
Yeah.
See how people are going to respond.
Yeah.
Some people say no, that one is what, and the person that you don't expect to bring you a content based conversation, then you know they will do it.
Yeah.
And that's how you start a conversation.
Yeah.
With people that you don't really have expectation of them supporting what you want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess that brings us to the end of the show. But yeah, do take into consideration, you know, this festive season.
Yeah.
As you have to keep building the economy to some extent.
Yeah.
So have those conversations, those uncomfortable conversations that people don't want to have.
Yeah.
Have those, because they are very needed in economy building. It's important to focus on what's happening and where you want your country to go and how you can contribute. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to the Business and Economic segment, Lecture Hall 1.
Thank you. See you next time. Same time.
Same place.
Same place.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.